This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, today is June 5th, 2013, and the EA meeting is called to order at 12:19.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Are there any late additions to the agenda?
I can give an update on the transportation question that we got from the employee.
Thank you, Tanya. Any other additions? All right. Everybody wants to take a couple minutes to look at the minutes?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved. Thank you, guys. So moving right into the business of the day, we want to start looking at our committees and getting folks appointed to them. And Laura, do we have copies to pass around?
We did.
We passed around.
We shipped them over.
Okay. Does anybody need one?
Does anybody need a copy of what the EA committees are?
If you want to just start off with giving people, do you have any questions about the staff recognition and awards committee?
Who's on that in previous years?
Can we stay on that, or do we vote ourselves in, or what? Just request.
It
says 1 year. 1 year renewable.
And that one says 2 years.
Yep. So it says 2 seats.
Uh huh.
But we had
six. We had more. Right.
Okay.
I think
at least
people
two.
Are from representing another area or something.
So right. Two as the minimum.
Okay. So all those who want to be on the staff recognition committee.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll continue with that.
Is there anybody else that has a burning desire to be on the committee?
I don't know.
Do we have an extra copy for Leslie?
No, I don't need it, but it's
Oh. Does anybody have any questions? Again? You're the only new person.
No.
I'm new.
No, she's been here like 3-4 meetings.
Okay.
You're not new.
No, true.
And
she's been in.
If we're going to be technical, this is my first time going through committee appointments, too.
Okay.
So there's 3 new people in the room.
Three
so
people.
Everybody feels like oddball out.
And do we have anybody that would like to volunteer to be chair?
Bridget does.
Yay. Thank you, Bridget.
You're welcome.
Yay, Bridget.
Can I ask just a procedural question? Can we go through this, and then do we just have to vote on it as a whole, or do we have to go one by one?
What we did last year, I think, Bridget, correct me if I'm wrong, we just had everybody list what committees they wanted to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I did last year was I shared this list, and then I had people email me what committees they wanted to be on, and then appointed them. And if we didn't have enough people for committees, then I came back to the meetings and I started begging.
Right. Because I started getting the emails already. So that's why, and then with this, I can sort of. I mean, we could do individually each one now, or
yes,
I can do
right. Whatever way you want to do it.
I was going to say, that makes a lot of extra work for you if we just clear it up at a meeting.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We could just go through them.
We'll go through who's here.
We're missing a lot of people who aren't here who might
be
like if we're sitting here and somebody says, I don't want to be on a committee. Maybe people just don't want to be on a committee,
don't
feel obligated because there's others who aren't here.
Good point. Thank you, Tanya.
With the open spots, probably?
Yep.
Right, with what's left over.
That sounds like a good plan.
That sounds better.
Yep.
Okay.
So we have the chair of the...
So we have the chair for the Staff Recognition and Awards Committee. So let's go through just the ones that are present here and see who wants to participate. So then for the Personnel Policy Committee... And we had 3 seats, it says, at least at the minimum.
And in the past, it looks like we've had a green one. I don't know if the green one would have meant circles. Maybe they're going, not going.
I think
Jeannie. Yeah.
Jeannie no longer on the air.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, the green.
And Linda.
Mm. And then Gary. Anyone else wants to maybe, while present, don't feel obligated, I can harass people later. But policy for the personnel policy committee.
Okay.
No.
Great. Sure.
I would check in with Linda.
Okay.
When you have a minute, she knows she's going to be out, but I know she's part of the committee in the past.
Okay.
She may be willing to do that.
And then let's go to the education committee. We've had two seats in the past. Before we've had William, Esther, and Melissa, right? No.
Yep.
I'm not Lavanya.
And Lavanya was
the chair. Lavanya's the chair.
Melissa.
Right.
I
want to stay?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think Joe had his hand raised.
Yes.
Okay, there you go, Joe. Great.
Did you have a question or were you volunteering?
Awesome.
Right.
Yes, chair. Joe.
Well, I'd be happy to chair unless somebody else wants to take up the leadership position. I would be happy to continue as the chair.
Thank
great
you.
Title.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. The communications committee, wasn't that Eric before? I think it was.
It was Eric. I was there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
I'm on that as well.
So we're basically, are we staying then, guys?
I
Linda?
Would like to.
And do we know anything about... Wasn't it Eric was the chair?
Eric
mm-hmm.
offered the chair.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah. I'll check with Eric and see how he's doing. So we're going to stay the same.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, he was voted in for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's doing it.
Well, that, being on the executive committee as the communications, yeah, kind of is the given.
Day.
Yep.
Right. And then we have flashes over the care fund committee. Do you know why?
I think Joe and...
You guys?
Taking care of that, aren't you? So.
What is this? Is this different?
Oh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, this, I think that's
that
what it is. The change.
Yes, it is.
So, there's a bit of a discrepancy, and we can maybe talk about that offline, but Mary's sense is that we still own every component of the care fund with the exception of giving out the money. Our understanding is that we don't own the care fund.
Mm.
So that's a good Mary topic, right?
So I have the resolution, and we can, you guys can take a look at it and decide. But we did a resolution, and the resolution seems clear that we no longer own it.
And did David accept that?
I have to go back. It was 4 years ago. But I believe it was accepted because...
Wouldn't that be online?
Hopefully.
Well, HR accepted management of it, so in response to that resolution, so.
Yeah, but I think their interpretation is management of the fund.
Management of giving out the fund.
Giving out the fund, not management of actually. No. That's how I read the resolution, but that's not.
How Mary
is interpreted.
Huh.
Right?
Right. So at our last meeting with Mary, we brought this topic up to her because there was some discussion with Joe and his interpretation of what the president agreed to or didn't agree to. And she made it very clear to us that the president by no means thought he was agreeing to say, yes, we're going to go ahead and find the funding and seed the account with an endowment. That the fundraising was still under the EA's purview, and we needed to figure that out.
That's different, though, than, I mean, President Courtney agreeing to do that is different than 4 years ago with the HR division agreeing to manage.
Very true. So what I would like to suggest is that we perhaps at least have an ad hoc committee for the chair, you know, for the care fund to get this all hashed out.
Well, that's what Joe and Greg and I were doing. So
I think we should continue on with that.
Continue that.
Yeah.
and bring a plan maybe back to you guys for the board to look at, because Mary wants something a little more than she wants us to
own it.
At least put together the plan and do the work.
And also, just to give everybody a little bit more background, when the EA did own it, the stipulations, the criteria of getting awarded funds was different, and there was money, and because it was harder to meet the criteria for people to meet the criteria. So then when it got transferred over, the criteria changed, and so now we're in a situation where more people are getting awarded the funds, and we're not arguing whether they're it's justifiable or not. It's just that now we're in a position where more people are getting awarded the funds, and there's now no funds to give to sustain it. And so we're, yeah. So great. If you guys could get together and come up with a proposal.
Just a clarification of history and where we're going from there.
Best over margaritas.
Well, you were suggested and it got canceled.
Yeah.
It's a really.
Oh, we'll open it up to a larger audience.
Well, we'll have those
who
appreciate our next meeting.
Yeah.
Right. Did Joe not come because we're not having sushi?
Like no, Joe had a family thing.
Hey!
Hello.
Wait, don't close it all the way.
Oh.
It's locked.
Okay. Oh, there's a button.
Oh, is there? Just leave it open for prayer.
Albert, I'm glad that you could join us.
Thank you.
Just to catch you up, we are working on some committee appointments. Is there any particular committee that you would like to serve on, or you can let
the front of the page
Pilar know
far.
Later?
Okay.
And we're moving on to that. Nice.
Are there pressing needs for a particular community?
Always.
Some more than others, I assume.
Yeah. I think the kickball committee is all set.
Oh, awesome. I have good experience there.
Al and I are on the Ithaca Adult Kickball League, found out this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a
Cornell? It's a
Ithaca. Why?
There's 15 teams.
No, but I mean,
do you have a... Oh, I'm sorry. No, we're not actually on the same team. We're in the same league, but not on the same team. Our team is better. My team is better. I already got the award for the oldest player. There you go.
I think campus planning.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
Sorry, we did the front. Anything from the front, from the staff recognition down front page?
I think I'm all set.
Personnel policy committee?
No. Okay, so let's go over to codes and judicial committee.
Kathy Zoner was appointed last meeting. Do we have to wait? Didn't we talk about having her appointed as the one non?
I thought she was university assembly.
No.
The bottom of our
minutes. That's what I'm
working
on right now.
Yeah,
she's
appointed her last.
Moved to be appointed to CJC.
Okay.
Yep. I chair that committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
So definitely don't
want to
be on that one.
No, because I count for the UA,
you
not
count
for the UA. Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah,
you're
counting.
I'm saying I don't want to be on that one.
Because how many seats do you have from the EA, two?
It says, doesn't say any.
Yeah.
Two EA, right?
I believe we can do that right now, Greg.
One of them has to be an EA.
Okay.
One of them has to be what?
An EA member,
right.
So one non. Yeah.
And the EA member one, I think, was appointed last year.
I have.
Is it Curtis?
Curtis, yeah. That's what it says there.
We'll have to look more as we go through this later to see who's still continuing.
Okay.
Those
terms
for the UA
are
2-year terms.
Oops, got a money in that.
Yay!
So that's
done. Okay. So campus welfare committee.
I was on the campus welfare committee last year.
Uh-huh. Yes,
so
you were.
I would like to continue, but
okay.
Nobody else wants to take the spot. You're free.
Thanks for volunteering.
Thank you. I love us.
And so who, okay. Anyone else? No? Campus Infrastructure Committee. We have two, it says, and we have David Brooks and Willie Messi. No, you don't want to go?
I wasn't.
Girl.
I think this is old.
It might be an old one. I apologize. Yeah. We can mark you off then.
Yeah.
I think that was the year before.
I don't think it was
a
girl.
Oh,
okay.
It's a mistake.
All right. Anyone? Anyone? Campus Infrastructure Committee?
It's a fun one.
I'm a little short on time.
Let's just appoint people who aren't here.
No, there you go.
Go in, Rosetti.
But that's a really fun one, to find out what's going on campus.
Yeah, part of those questions related to Brian.
He's on the University Benefits Committee.
He loves that.
Which I didn't
get
on the
list. They only meet for once in a year.
Yeah. Why is it not on the list?
I don't know.
There's funds that we don't.
Okay, so
there's committees that we don't.
I thought it was offered last year when I started.
It's a light way to put it.
Yeah,
I think that.
Well, let's look at
that
University Hearing and Review Board.
That's an application process.
Oh, there you go.
That's done through the CJC and the UA. So if anyone is interested in that, you can apply, and then if your number is called in the draft for seats on a hearing, then you get called up for that one.
Right. Okay.
It's a beautiful online application, very simple.
Thank you.
You can actually apply for bus routes online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Then we go to the Campus Planning Committee, two seats, little asterisk there. We have Jeannie. You said you're leaving? No?
No.
Okay.
I think we should be talking about did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Did you say we're good on that one? Or
No. We can always say campus planning.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one for me.
Okay, yeah, because it's 6-2. Okay, we're going to check the screen as well.
Yep.
Perfect.
So who's on that one?
Well, it only had here, but as we said, it might be an old one that I have in front of me. Jeannie, with a little asterisk, so.
Okay.
And then Public Safety Advisory Committee.
That's the one I would call.
Uh-huh.
And I believe.
Like to continue.
Well, I believe that at the last UA meeting, the Public Safety was dissolved. And
what?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, sorry, Beth.
We're all completely safe.
Well, it wasn't dissolved. It
retooled.
Was.
We have
retooled.
Retooled.
Yeah, exactly.
That
so, all
right. The wording was a little clear.
Right.
The president spoke to the sponsor, he said that it was renamed and restructured, but...
But to be appointed by the president's office?
I'm not 100% clear on how they restructured.
Right. But it's left the UA.
Yes, but they may still be asking the assembly to
staff it.
All right, well, we'll wait and see if we hear from
how
them.
They want.
If
so put John on deck.
Then I will put Bill down.
I will be here.
Okay.
Waiting for
if out. And then we have Transportation, Hearing, and Appeals Board.
No. Do you know anything about that one, Ari?
It's kind of like the University Hearing Board, but for
parking.
Parking.
Okay.
Where's that?
I think you want all the EA members to be on too, right?
At least one, right?
We have done one EA and one UA. The committee is what we have had
okay.
Is the campus planning a UA committee or an EA?
It's a UA.
The ones on the back, the campus one, and the ones on the other
committee?
Side are the
EA. Oh, I see. There's a
that's up to you.
Well,
but yeah, that is on the new guys. New leadership.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I think we need to go back
and look at the election.
So having that one been on.
Thank you.
Do you want me to check with Bridget after, like when we're meeting and discuss that?
Bridget, we did have a question. The election committee, that is the standing committee that needs to be
The election committee is made up of all members of the EA that are not running for re-election.
Okay.
So you're automatically.
There you go. You're automatically on that committee as long as you are not running to be re-elected.
It's like seniors on that stage.
We hope. Yeah, I mean, it's true. That committee really doesn't, I mean...
But aren't they in charge of the making sure the election stuff is all done, or is that the communications committee?
No. Curtis loves being chair of the elections committee. I'm very serious about this. So if he's not up for re-election, I bet he will want to.
Okay.
Okay.
He loves it, right? Yes, he's going to be up for election.
Okay, so no, it's a Ken. Never mind.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about that until the spring, really, though.
Yeah.
So do we need to take the transportation?
At present, I mean, we only have, we should.
We should need people?
Well, the thing is, I have an old tally in front of me, and we don't have everyone here.
I'll do that if you need
them. The transportation hearing and appeals?
Oh.
Can you ask where all the ticket money goes?
Oh, you don't even
and
know.
And the parking
I am
page.
All over it.
We want to know. I want to have a voice.
She gets a cut now.
Yeah, I want to know where all our
parking
is. Get
free parking.
Do we have to pay?
You're on
that committee, you get free parking.
I'll
join the committee!
I'd like to volunteer to chair that committee.
Does anybody have any more questions regarding any of the committees? And if so, you can
contact me. And I'll get all the information for both of us.
Sounds like a good plan.
There it goes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Helps to get a good start on that. I'm sorry. Did you have something to add?
I had brought up that we remembered that all the employees pay to park here, or a lot of them do, and we wanted a cut of that money to fund the care fund.
Let me see how quickly that one would get shot down. I think it's a great idea, but I can just see it happening.
So we're encouraging people to get tickets so that helps.
Well, no, I mean out of their parking passes that they're already paying.
Oh, the parking passes.
It's like a 10-cent tithe, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
It's going up anyway. Where's that money going?
That's a great suggestion, Michelle.
Pay for more tickets.
You're already giving me
answer,
and I'm
on
the committee.
Go and pump.
Okay, so let's move on to the report from the chair. Tanya, no, wait a minute. So thank you to Tanya and to Amy and everybody that planned the Kudos Luncheon at the Statler. It was very nice and very well attended. I don't know about for the rest of you, but the folks I sat with, it was really nice to have a one-on-one chat with them, talk with the EA, ask them to go online and volunteer for some committees, and does anybody have any suggestions or concerns, thoughts about the luncheon?
We didn't get a group chat this
year. Yeah. But overall, was there 51 people total? I thought that was a really nice size. It wasn't too huge, but...
I could accommodate more.
Yeah, and no one asked for alcohol.
I didn't know that was an option.
I know. I did ask for an espresso. I got that. I didn't know.
The only thing I would say is that we've grown exponentially in the Kudos Luncheon each year.
Mm-hmm.
For Joe, who's not here, we're going to price ourselves out of the Statler.
We're going to have to engage in pricing discussions with the EA.
Right. But, Amy and I figured it out. It was almost $1,100.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we did a luncheon for the other 24 people for $250. So.
Yeah, who was eating off our buffet after we went through? Was there two groups there?
No,
it's the restaurant. I'm like, what are you talking about?
So, Greg, maybe if we can start thinking out, is there a better alternative? I mean, I think it would be great to keep working with the Statler, but if we're 80 people next year, yes, we can
bigger budget.
Well, I know bigger budget. But
no fleeces.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody tells him he's got to give up your sushi too, man, I think.
Yeah.
I think the thing that, because we talked to Maria about this in the past, that she would say do something different. We don't have to have lunch at the Statler. Not pizza, but we don't have to have lunch at the Statler. We can do something that's $10 a person instead of $20. It'll be something very nice.
Well, can we still do it at Statler? Because everyone who I sat with at that table had never been there before.
Right.
Yeah, most
it is. It is a really nice place.
Now we can.
Tanya, I think you bring a really big concern, because that could get huge really quickly, which would be great, but and then also keeping it at the Statler. I mean, I was walking in and there was a couple different people. It's like, oh, I've never been here before. This is awesome. And I think it's just, it's just different. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And then the other Kudos Luncheon actually went very well. Thank you, Amy, for arranging that, and Tanya. It was for the purchasing.
Streamlining.
Oh, the large one, right?
Right, so they did the big projects with the e-shop, and there was another component to it. In any case, they were extremely appreciative, and it was a really nice way to do a group kudos, and that might also help with our numbers down the line. You know, if we have groups that are doing big things, maybe we can do something like that. Somewhere online, they said it was public. There is a couple of videos which are wonderful and hilarious. No, that the groups made up. So there's a couple of eShop before their streamlining process and then eShop after.
It's progressive.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they would love
to. I'll look at the video.
Okay. See, okay. Great.
Sorry, that
was on my YouTube. And G-pads. Tanya, could you give us a quick update on who received the lessons? I wasn't able to attend either.
Sure. It was Roy Kulba. And I just want to give a huge thanks to Michelle, who rescued Mary and I, who were wandering aimlessly around the Tech College looking for where we were supposed to be. But other than that, it went very well. Ray was completely surprised, and other than me not realizing that he was standing behind me and Mary hadn't come with
us. Sorry about that. She thought it was just some guy we grabbed in the hallway, and I said, you're coming with us.
And then Mary said, don't forget the dean, so I had to, you know, be sorry, ridiculously goofy, which was fine, but Ray's jaw dropped, and he was completely flabbergasted, and you could see he was kind of
aww.
So that was I think someone who completely didn't expect it, and was so
for our new person, that's the George.
Oh, sorry, the George Peter dedicated service.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're nominating for that.
We do a cake, and some, and the departments themselves sometimes will do a big lunch or some other thing around it.
We
do a cake and some little different things.
How many years?
Four
years. Which brings up the fact that we had a conversation with Mary regarding the G-pads and working on promoting the award. We need to have more nominations made. And the other suggestion was also the timing of when we are awarding folks and working on a process to maybe get some deadlines in there and schedule them out better so that we can.
Unfortunately, we've been flying by the seat of our pants with retirement.
Right.
And it's been the people nominating that have been kind of guiding when they need to get the award.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying maybe it's a charge.
It's a charge, yeah.
Recognition and a more
right,
group to sit down and put together a plan and figure out how to. Mary was very willing, I think, to help us get the word out about it again. Because there were 62 nominees for the Individual Excellence and the Management Excellence Awards.
There were tons for those.
Right. So.
I mean, that was grueling for human
Right, but we should be getting more, so.
Right.
So we can.
mean grueling in a bad way.
Of course,
a lot of patients we go through for that.
And I think maybe the difference there is, I hate to say it, but you have to wonder if one's being awarded by the president and one's being awarded by the EA.
Well, no, because they're not being awarded by the president.
Oh, they're not.
They're being awarded by
the committee. Okay.
And everything.
And there's money.
Well, there was monetary.
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 Prize.
But I think part of it is that they marketed the heck out of it and really got the word out about it. And pretty much for the George Peter, you know, you'll see an article about it in paw print, and then maybe you'll get a nomination or two from that. But other than us giving the award to somebody, there's nothing out there about GPAD except on our website, on our page. And if you don't go to our page, you just don't find it. So we need to make that more visible.
And I don't know.
Maybe they have more paw print flashes done, like once a month, maybe a paw print flash or something like that, broadcasting it.
Or once a year, Buddy Mary, since she worked so closely with him, of the history of it, because I knew of him, but I really didn't know him personally.
Yeah.
Well,
I think maybe if we just get a little more strategic about thinking, you know, pulling that, maybe just pull that together for an hour and talk about
how we think you're
up the visibility of
GPAD. And, you know, maybe even.
Or if you get a really exceptional kudos, offer them the GPAD as an alternative.
That's,
you know, we feel that this person has gone so far out of the range of kudos.
I don't know if that would be the
appropriate.
Thing, okay. I don't know if it would really be appropriate, because with the GPAD, it's the case where your coworkers are writing
letters
or your supervisor's writing
your
letter.
Supervisor and things like that. So I think that has a little bit more meaning. I know from my point of view that would have more meaning and more weight carried than a kudos.
Oh, yeah, but if someone's calling up to give someone a kudos and say, look, I'm nominating them because they've done this, this, and this, and this much public service and all this, you might want to say to yourself, well, wait a minute, maybe they'd be better off with a George Peters Award than just a kudos.
Because there was quite a difference between some of the kudos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one being, you know, wiping down the tables for everyone, to excessive, as you say, assistants, colleagues, so on and so forth. So
I think that may also have to do with people's comfort level in writing.
Right.
Submitting like
them.
Yeah.
Submitting things like that, I think.
Well, they just may not have had that thought.
Right.
And maybe we can just...
Well, one of the things that we can do is when we have a letter, when someone gets a kudos, the letter does go to, like, an email response goes to them saying we get kudos, but maybe when something goes back to the credibility, something goes back to the nominator,
that
we can add something in there that says, you know,
this person no,
I'm thinking we can even put something that says, you know, all of these different awards to the university, you know, thank you for nominating someone, we want to make you aware of all of these other
possibilities
to recognize your colleagues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be for that one person, but they say, oh, gee, let me click on these. Oh, I think so-and-so would be so, and I know Karen and forget his name, but they're going to work on updating that.
Did she look into that?
Yeah, she's working on it.
Okay.
I have a quick question, Tanya. Is there a limited time period within which the nominations have to be made for GPAD? So it's a year-long process? No.
They just come in as they come in, and the committee needs to take all the ones that have come in since the last meeting, which is usually like 6 months.
Right.
Well, that's why if we do some better publicity and maybe put some deadlines, so then we could put out a pop-up flash that says, you know, deadline to get in, this GPAD is here, then this is when the committee meets, so that there's a better path.
I was also thinking maybe we should, if we can go public, like, within maybe like before 3 months of the announcement of the award, there can be something on the notice board for building seeking nominations. If you really have a problem getting enough nominations, because that way we are not just marketing and getting the name out, but EA is also getting visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where
maybe
those
look at. Okay, thank you, Tanya, for getting us on that. And
oh, wait, you asked who the other person was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The four other nominees that we have something for you.
Wood Hall?
Nicole Wood Hall, yeah.
Okay. So moving on to old business, we did pass around. Al, I don't know if you got it or not.
Where did the Geneva sign up?
Yeah, where'd it go?
So going around is if you're going, yes or no. If you're not going, still write your name and write no.
You want your name written if you're not going?
Yeah.
So we know. So
we
have an answer
to no.
Yeah.
So you can yes or no. So what says why /
N? And
then if you're driving yourself or if you're taking the bus.
The van, the bus.
You're going on the shopping tour. If you're going on the shopping tour, you're retiring. I'd like to go on the shopping tour, but...
I might just take that day off.
Graduation, high school graduation the next day, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that'll come around.
Yep, so...
It works out.
And then we'll just follow up with everybody and make sure we got everybody.
That's
right away.
And when you send out the stuff, can you give whoever the point person is for the van... make sure that everybody has their cell phone number.
That was very difficult last year.
David, are you coming? Yeah.
Just where are you?
I'm sorry, you're driving?
I'm finding it out.
Yep. Michelle and I are shotgun driving. You're involved.
I'm hoping you can sit over there.
I'll hit the gas.
If we could just say everybody, let's please be responsible adults, and if you say that you're going and you determine that you can't even that morning, send a text message or a voicemail saying, I can't come, so that people aren't waiting for you.
And send it to the press if she's in the van, because I don't do all that much with
I can do it.
Okay, contact her. Or whoever. But just somebody let them know, because Elsa is not so waiting.
Well, yeah, that happened last year. Where is it?
Well,
we're so
bad if
we're leaving. Right. But if everybody, we're all going up to someone, she says, I can't come now. I'm ill. My child's ill. My alligator, whatever.
So when we send a sign, I'll take your number and maybe.
You should go. First of all, you get free wine.
I've never been, and I'm so happy that I'm going.
Well, it just convinced me.
Free wine, yeah. And it's good wine, because my husband collaborates with Geneva. They do the genetics, all this virus stuff, and they bring down some really good wine.
And you get to go and eat vegetables right out of the field.
Sushi out of the field?
Yeah.
Sushi that's been left out
nicely.
What was he grinding up? Applesauce.
I should work there.
All right, great. Thank you, guys.
We're doing a hot sale over here.
Looking forward to a great trip.
Yeah.
The van might actually end up going to the shopping mall as well.
Just to the winery.
Okay, yeah. Whoever wants to go shopping, we're meeting in Ovid, riding in a different car.
All you got to say is shopping. I'm like, yay!
Unless they want to take the van to the Alamo.
All right. Okay, and then Tanya, you had an agenda item we'd like to talk about, the Cortland route.
Well, did you want to talk about that, or you want to do
the I did not get a reply. Was I copied on the reply? I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
What? Agenda items for future meetings?
No, the Cortland route for transportation.
Yes, I just didn't know if you wanted to, if mine didn't have that
bigger. Well, that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so very quickly, last month, the end of May, we got an email from a staffer, what is her name, Jill Targell, talking about the fact that they were canceling the Portland-Cornell bus route 7. This is a direct route. It services about 28 staff members of the university, goes directly from Cortland to campus, no stopping.
What's the justification?
Is that a TCAT route, or is that a Cortland County?
That is a Cortland County route.
And there is a wait list for that route, from what I understand.
Yes, there is a wait list for that route.
Wow.
What? It's like a gadabout van, really.
Mm.
It only fits like 30 people kind of thing. So it just runs
during the week for staff. It's subsidized by Cornell strictly for the trout. What they're doing is Cortland has taken a look at their routes and determined that they have to make some changes and some hard cuts and things like that. So they're changing Route 7 because they're losing money. They need to change their routing. They're eliminating that route, and by doing that, they're creating three additional runs on Route 6, which stops at PC3. From PC3, you can pick up service to campus, and it will also allow them to give commuters there more options to go to the mall, to downtown, to other destinations in Tompkins County. So they're looking at this as a win for them, for the 28 employees affected. It raises issues about they have to leave earlier. There's a short gap between when their Cortland bus would drop them at TC3 and then pick a new bus that will have to wait outside and weather, potentially stuff like that.
Is there free parking at TC3? I mean, that's a college.
No, they would take the bus to TC3, the Cortland bus to TC3, and then pick up the TCAT.
I thought there was free parking.
I think you can park right here.
You can't park. It's like a park and ride.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that may be an option for riders.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
The buses from TC3 that come to campus, like the 43 and the 54 and that, those only come very limited times when they are packed, like standing room only.
Well, and with this, they're looking at adding three more runs so that there will be more.
So that way.
At least that's my understanding.
But not buses to campus, buses to get you to TC3.
To
get you from
TC3 to get to campus.
The Tompkins County bus is full.
So the buses are very limited, and they don't run, they run like in the early morning, and then they run later in the day, and they're very packed when they are running through. Because I know I've caught it a couple times in Varna to bring it to campus, and it's standing room only.
And that's one of the gentlemen who wrote as well, Jeremy Boylan, or no, Jill Tarbell, wrote about essentially, you know, having to stand on the bus and things like that. We got a response back from Joe Lally. Essentially, there's really nothing that they can do, that the university can do. Bridget and I talked in our last meeting with Mary about this a little bit, but there's no more money for the university to subsidize any more boxes or things like that. There's just no money for that.
Some of the sustainability push on campus is too hot.
Well, it's a choice. There's a choice. That is a choice. Raising the cost of our benefits could count. So, you know, yes, they can put more money here, but they have to find the money somewhere. There's only a finite pool of fringe benefit pool. So in order to give more to TCAT, we have to cut something somewhere else. So they have to look and weigh the cost of what is the benefit to the most.
Our fringe benefit is already 15% higher than most other fringe benefit expenses to begin with. So from an employer side, with a large number of employees, it's really expensive to staff. And you often make staffing decisions because you have to say, well, I've got to add 37% to that person's salary to hire them. Or you go without a position and you save 137%.
Right.
So I think that's a real concern that should be communicated. And it is unfortunate that affects less than 1% of the staff population that were affected by this change. But the other alternative is to affect 100% of the staff population, so that 0.0028% of our staff can have a direct route to campus.
Right, but I'm saying it's not just Cortland. All the counties cut bus routes to campus. So, you know, the staff has less and less resources.
The biggest angle would be how are the, as an owner of TCAT, which is the university is, what are they doing to leverage their ownership to make sure that their staff needs are being met That I feel is the better angle, is to say, how are you reallocating resources within the company that you own to make sure that the staff needs are being met, and have you done everything you can there within your current framework?
Right. Do they own it, or does Pasco County own it?
Well, Cornell is the third owner of it.
Right.
But the route in question is run by Cortland County.
Well, part of the issue, I think, is not necessarily the maybe getting to TCAT, because there's going to be more accessibility getting to TC3. Sorry.
Right.
It's the TC3, the campus leg, that is going to be more of the issue.
Right.
Because they're going to have to wait for buses and things like that. What Joe Lowry gave me, gave me a lovely PowerPoint presentation, which I'm happy to share with everybody. But he's encouraging these riders to write to Cortland County legislators expressing concerns, attend the Cortland County legislative meetings, and exercise citizens' rights, citizens' privilege on the floor, express concerns to TCAT advisory board, and provide ridership information to TCAT advisory board. So the question is back to Jill's original question: if she would like the EA to put out a resolution saying that something needs to be done with this and that a committee should be appointed to look into it.
Can we be a buffer and just send a representative to these things that she's asking?
The problem is then we're getting into the same thing that happened in Tower County, same thing happened in the
and Owego,
not Owego, the county south of here. So then we're sending in to, you know, we've got to be careful.
Everybody else has to take a more general way.
So maybe the question is going to the slant that Greg is saying, that maybe the EA needs to talk to, maybe we need to have someone from the TCAT advisory board come and talk with us about what, because Cornell is a partial owner, what did Cornell buy in to get more service?
So what if we invited these 28 plus invite, just put it out there and try to fill a room. You know what I mean? We just have a meeting. Mm-hmm. And have our normal meeting and invite them, because that way they get to interact in the EA in its normal setting, and have somebody from TCAT come, maybe invite Mary to come, or Joe from transportation, whoever, and just have them hear the concerns. And that's really, I think, what they want and what we really should be doing, because we're not going to solve the TCAT issue. It's just not going to happen. So all we can do is provide them a vehicle to get their concerns heard in a way that's serious.
We're on summer break, but we could, there's nothing, I don't think, in the bylaws, because we couldn't convene a special meeting just for that purpose. I mean, I know you would be here, but we could. I mean, we've had our retreat outside of regular meetings.
Yeah, or we could just do it right in August.
Yeah, first meeting.
You know.
Yeah. So this change, just so we all know, this change taking effect from July 1st. So I don't think there's anything that we can do, but if we want them to feel like they're heard, we probably want to try and do that sometime. And then I just got this back from
Well, we can certainly pass on the information that we got back from Joe and put out the invite that, you know, fortunately the timing's a little tight, but we can certainly try to pull together a meeting with TCAT and your group.
Yeah, I can. I'll email to that, and I'll copy the two of you on
Thank you.
That. And there's also a list, I think he gave me, or one of these sheets. I got the list of when the community meetings are, and I can encourage them to go to those community meetings. But I think, as you said, they should more than
Right.
So maybe that, you know, and I think, who was it? Was David that brought up last meeting TCAT issues? So maybe that's, I know it's not responsive to their things in their issue in July 1. There's really nothing that's going to happen by July 1, because it seems pretty set in stone. So maybe in August we can do a TCAT meeting in our regular meeting, you know, knock out our business first, and then have a TCAT discussion and open it up to community and tell people that we want to hear from employees and, you know, blow it out and blow up TCAT. Like, make it big.
I really like that idea. I like the thought about involving people in the regular touch emails.
Yeah.
You know,
come
so
to. If I can just make a recommendation that we try and do it then for our first. When is that first August? Is it August 15th or something like that?
21st.
The only problem that I would have with that
before the dorms open.
is that is a terrible time.
That's
for a
terrible.
Lot of staff. So
yeah.
If we can try and do some, if we can add a meeting or something,
right.
That's what I'd recommend.
Mm-hmm.
First
mean,
part
June
of
and
August.
Yeah.
Do the first part of August, like the first Wednesday.
Yep. Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday
because I think if we do this, I think there's a likelihood that we could get a lot of employees who will come and want to share their thoughts. And I would hate to do it at a time where all of them are saying, "You're hitting me the week."
Classes
started.
And when do
students
come back?
The
23rd.
They all
year.
The
23rd is when the dorms open.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. Just
it's
mostly
the Wednesday.
But you'll have upperclassmen and everybody back.
Right. Things
would
definitely vamp up that week. So if we can do something earlier.
We'll send out an appointment.
The 21st of August.
Yeah.
Here.
I'll be moving your home from Talladega tonight, moving your bed to Talladega. Just to interrupt, those of you who wrote ride instead of van or drive, does that mean van?
Ride in the van. Well, Leslie Morris is riding with me.
I
want
a shopping trip.
I'm sorry. I
know.
We should have said shopping
okay.
Or
not
in
our
van.
Leslie Morris
is
riding with me. Nancy, you're welcome to ride. You've got to get yourself out to, like, Keyburg area. Because I live out there.
Fine. I don't want
to
come all the way over to campus. That's 6 o'clock.
All I need
to
know
is the number of seats in the van so that we aren't, you know, hauling off the roof.
Van. Right. Did you get that all cleared up?
Yeah, I think so.
If I could go, I'd be willing to take my car to Bush Shopping afterwards.
You
know,
don't go to Bush Shopping.
And
just yeah.
Happen
yeah, so
yeah.
I could. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can, we'll put that out there.
So we're at 6 right now on a van. I just need to know if we get many more people, we need to bump up.
Right,
to
right,
car.
Right.
Can we get out and so we need to have
the white chairs?
One. Change our reservation.
Okay. So we can move on to agenda items for the future term, future meetings. Obviously, we got our first one there going.
Yeah,
great. TCAT. Any other burning suggestions, concerns? Or, you know, you can let us know later as well. I just didn't know if there was any that...
I had a couple things. One was that my department recently went through significant reorganization, such as like this week. And I'm going to be doing substantially less supervising than I've done in the past. And I'm going to be focusing more on developing independent tools and stuff around the facility. I think in the next 6 months I'm going to be our point person for Qualtrics. Currently my department is the contact for people who have questions on administering Qualtrics surveys. And an idea I've had in the past, I haven't pitched, but we do a lot of surveys at SRI by someone who's sort of leading an industry and wants to collaborate with organizations within that industry to better understand direction, to help inform and provide insight to organizations within the industry. Such examples would be Fortune 500 companies, accountable care organizations. And I did a little research online and noticed that there's actually a fairly widespread presence in academia across the nation for employee assemblies. Some of them have been in existence for like the past 50 years. They have well-established roots within their university and with their constituents. I guess you can't call them constituents, but their staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the idea to, I think it would be really cool if we could come up with a collaborative survey. And in the past, we've the sample population was comprised of internet searches, and finding where employee assemblies exist and their email address or the email address of somebody who serves on that. It's typically very available in the university and could send links to a Qualtrics survey, which is free, and start a collaborative sort of, I don't want to say union, but relationship with EAs at other universities.
Mm-hmm. Great idea.
And I think that it's a great opportunity for Cornell to be a leader in something like that.
I can give you lots of schools and contacts.
Okay.
4 years ago, when we were looking at changing the structure of the EA,
mm-hmm.
Gary Stewart and I did a committee, and we talked to probably 15 different places that had EAs, and we talked about their composition and what they did and all that. So I got all kinds of historical stuff like that.
Could host a conference. I think in the next couple of months.
At Miami.
At the Statler.
I think in the next couple months, I'm going to be very busy shuffling around and getting settled and doing the role. But at some point during this year, I think it's something that we could revisit. And I'm happy to get the contacts and to compile a list or something like that.
Great idea.
Okay.
Bridget, I tried to get Divine Bay in, but you couldn't make that happen before the end of the year. But I think he would be a good person. I think, in general, I'm working with, there's a talent management committee that is meeting, in reference to that talent.
Like juggling and singing.
Awesome.
Wow.
In Geneva. But I think it might be good to have some folks from that group come and talk, because just in my meeting with them, the perception of employees who are trying to move around Cornell, what their perception is, and what I'm hearing, and I know from talking to others around here, are hearing, are very different. And I think it would be really interesting for some of those folks to have a conversation with us.
Who's Divine?
Divine Bay is the staff recruiting and recruitment and retention, I think.
Remind me again, is the last name is spelled?
B-E-Y.
B-E-Y.
B-A-V-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worth it to go through our meeting minutes and see who we talked about having in, and then there it is.
Put that after the People magazine.
Oh, okay.
So put that after the People magazine.
Put it after People magazine,
like
Mean People?
Yeah. No, it's just a read through our meeting minutes. I know.
But we talked
that's
about
time of the month.
We actually talked about trying to invite a couple of deans to come in. And I think the dean of the best.
You can meet ours again. I could.
Wouldn't that be fun to do like a dean's forum?
We could. Michael
Ford.
Let's do it.
Try
to get them all together.
For Flyman? I don't know. I mean, I would do it. I would do like Johnson, Hotel ILR, like Cal's, HUMAC, try to lump them together.
Well, how we were going to give a report on what our areas are doing in response to the employee survey? Why don't we have them come in?
I didn't want to go right there. I didn't want to go right there.
We have to wait till the guy here.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
What we could do.
3 at a time or something?
Mm-hmm.
That I was on the calendar.
One more.
And on that note, as far as doing nice things for employees at the veterinary college, they are doing a pancake breakfast for employees and leaving interns and residents, which are also our whipping employees.
Yeah.
6:21 from 7 to 9, which I may volunteer at work and wear my little EA shirt because it's right outside my door. Other than picking up all the tables and chairs and giving them an extension cord, they'll make it official.
Go for it.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Good to hear.
I think that would be really cool too if we can get the deans here and we have enough notes, we can really get that out to employees and encourage them. And maybe we hold the
come meet your dean
there.
Near their area.
Uh-huh.
Well, Michelle and Bridget and I were talking, and I know we say this like every year and it never happens. Maybe you'll be the one to make it happen, but
go
it would be great to get to different parts of campus, and maybe not for our EA meeting, but maybe just like, in the summer or an off month or something, because Bridget and I are up in the vet college.
That school, we didn't realize nearly how large
half
it was.
And how large it was, half of the things that
it's
we did.
Changes occur.
Yep. New buildings just pop up.
Mm-hmm. But I always think it's really great that we go out to Geneva and we actually see what they
do.
And maybe it would be nice, like obviously, yeah, you know, walking through Golden Smith is going to be really exciting. But it would be kind of neat to like come to the Statler and like see the kitchen.
Here,
what
sports
happens
center.
At the Dyson School? I don't think that's through there.
No, I mean, I think that there may be some fun things, and maybe we just do those informal.
An open forum. Do a Q&A. I mean, even.
Be about something like reading.
I mean, it just might be, you know, I mean, I think it's really hard when you have a business meeting because you're trying to build business and you don't have time in an hour and a half, but it might be fun to just say, oh, you know, we're going to do a half hour if you want.
Oh, it was neat for you guys to be at our dry lab to have that presentation
yeah.
in our microscope.
Maybe we can position it, too, though, as outreach events to try to coordinate with that area or department to say, hey, we're going to have three or four EA members. Would you mind if we just sort of, you know, we don't want to be intrusive to the work environment, but we'd love to just say, hey, you know, if you could bring all those folks out of the office for 5 minutes and we'll just say hi, you know, give them some sort of card that says here to get a hold of us and... We just want to come say hi
well,
to what you do.
Well, can we do that as part of our campaigning for getting new EA members?
Yeah.
And put it into that?
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tie it into that.
And I know, like, Cornell right now on the Courier's website, on the Facebook page, they're looking for employees right now, and they're saying, like, are you doing something new? Are you doing something different, something interesting? Then you're willing for us to put up on Facebook. It might be great to say... Hey, Michelle, what's going on over into that house? Mm-hmm. There's something new that you can come and see and walk in and say, hey, you guys are doing something really cool and great job thing. You know, that group was real that you saw and the whole project that he did.
Right.
I mean, that was probably really eye-opening.
And that's actually a good point. I think that maybe... And you might have some suggestions and some concerns to raise to the group. So I think that would be a good group to invite as well and get some of their direct feedback on what they worked on and what improvements they... Good.
Are we still searching or hoping to appoint a parliamentary for the EA, or is it too late because we're in like a new term now or whatever?
I don't think it's too late.
Didn't somebody get appointed?
It's kind of tabled, yeah.
I thought, weren't you the one who said that you wanted to do it?
Yeah.
I
thought
yeah.
we'd find you up.
Particularly now that I think I'm going to have more time. I'd like to, I don't know, I actually need to learn the Robert's rules, but...
Greg will help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
You all want to vote
so
on
can
that?
We vote?
Yeah.
I'd like to motion to unanimously approve, Al.
Second.
Okay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Does anybody have anything else? Of course, we'll have some during the year, I'm sure. But I think those are some really great suggestions to get going on. I really like the idea of trying to get some of the deans here.
And then they may help, you know, favor the time for releasing their employees to be a part of it.
Right. Well, the other thing too is, you know, maybe we call for maybe we could do a call for yeah, this meeting we would really like to encourage dining employees to come and see what the EA is all about. And actually reach out to the dining management and say, look, can you try to see if, you know, who's interested in
can you free up
do we have any other do we have any UAW employees?
We
no.
haven't passed. Had someone from dining in the past.
Well, we don't represent them, so.
Right. As employees? They have their own
representation
in the
union.
Well,
no,
but.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
We don't represent UAW or any of the other
workers. But they can vote in an
election?
So we do.
But we can't get involved in any of
them. Oh, we don't, yeah, I don't want to get into UA or the UAW.
Right, but if we were to have, so Bridget, just in capitalizing what you were saying, I think the hard thing about having some people come to our regular business meeting is that if they don't know what we're talking about, it's not a topic of interest to them, they're just not going to come.
Yeah.
But I think if we say, like, okay, like if we're, you know, to say, okay, we're going to have a 30-minute or a 45-minute topical meeting for that group, and we want to hear your concerns about whatever, provided it doesn't pertain to salary, any of that kind of stuff. You know, so if they we want to volunteer, but you can't because...
Well, vacations affect them, transportation affects them.
Okay, so I just thought of the employee as it's defined in the charter. For the purposes of the charter, employees are any regular full-time and part-time staff members in a non-exempt, exempt, or academic non-professional staff category who are employed at the Ithaca or Geneva campus of the university. So I'm pretty sure that includes all of the union employees as well.
We can't get into the union leadership, I think was what Amy was getting to.
Right, we're not
union.
Negotiating anything.
No,
and that is very true, but I think that there's also a broader umbrella of issues that even they're not necessarily union issues.
Can they take classes? Do they have the opportunity, same opportunity to take classes as, say, an administrative person?
Right.
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 Not
resent
them, but...
Right. Which kind of...
Yeah.
Right. Which kind of brings also in real quickly the other work that needs to be done this year is a little clearly defining the expectations of members and also working with administration and departments and making sure that folks are not getting pushback when it comes to trying to fulfill those commitments and questioning time spent. So. That is something that I do hope to take to Mary in a more documented form of laying it out so that she's really clear what we're talking about. She, I believe, supports us 100%, but I just want to make sure she realizes all the time that is expected.
We're going to need a charter change to include New York City Tech Campus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As you were reading that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they get up about 4 employees. Yeah.
No.
My question to you, just an excess of something we talked about a bit, should an ad hoc committee be formed to put something together? And do you think that we should wait on that until we hear back from the president on the release time?
No, because that was a good thought. I would really like to move ahead because I do believe that the release time is different than the being on the standing committee. And Alan Mittman did give us some information back on that, and I want to meet with Alan, and I do believe that we should have a committee. Wonderful.
That may be a good topic for the deans when they visit,
right.
To bring out to their division.
I think that would be a good one to be.
Tanya, thank you. I think that would be great. If you could, if you wouldn't mind sharing that, and I obviously need to be looped in, and if anybody else is, But I think we need to adjourn.
Yeah.
Second.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.